There's been a constant barrage of bad environmental news, but one of the longest-running wildlife surveys in the world has finally delivered some good news. Professor Richard Kingsford and a team from the University of New South Wales have been doing aerial surveys of the water birds in the Murray-Darling Basin since the 1980s, and this year they got their third best result on record. They spotted nearly a million birds, including many threatened species, reversing years of bad results. Professor Kingsford spoke to our environment reporter Connor Duffy.
This is one of the longest wildlife surveys in the world. This was the 29th year that we've been doing it, and we run it each October, covering about a third of the continent, all across eastern Australia. And so, you know, we're tracking across the major rivers of the Murray-Darling, but also the Lake Eyre Basin and the Bulloo River catchment. And, I mean, the country looks absolutely magnificent, and it's been a series of flood years that have really made it happen. And everywhere that we've been, particularly last year when there was a lot of water bird breeding, but also this year, we're seeing a lot of these water birds concentrate in the major lakes.
And can you tell us what you found on this trip?
I guess we were even surprised at just how much of a bounce back we got in water bird numbers. They've been declining steadily over the last probably 10 or 15 years, and that's been a serious decline. And given that sort of pressure, we thought there was a real challenge for them to come back. But they've come back almost to the sort of same levels that they were in the 1980s, but not quite to that level. So we're still seeing some impact.
So can you give us a bit of an overview of some of the numbers involved and how significant you think they are?
Look, we counted nearly up to a million water birds across eastern Australia, and we looked at large numbers of hard-haired Australasian shoveler and freckled duck, a very rare species that we don't see much of. And, of course, we're also seeing the ibis and the spoonbills and the egrets also bounce back in numbers. These are the water birds that are feeding in the major wetlands. And the great thing about water birds is they're, if you like, a barometer of what's going on in the rivers, because we've got the fish-eating birds, we've got the birds like swans that feed on vegetation, and then we have the small birds that feed on invertebrates. And right across the board of all those groups, we're finding this tremendous bounce back in numbers, which is really, really refreshing at this stage.
Professor Richard Kingsford speaking with our environment reporter Connor Duffy.